This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
We've got Will Strachey on the phone, who's the industrial campaigns officer from Trades Hall.
And the very happy owner of a Margaret Court tennis is full of lesbians mug.
Good morning, Will.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Look, great. It's been an amazing week. Absolutely
Hasn't
an amazing week.
And, you know, driving in this morning, Will, I come down Lygon Street and, yes, the rainbow paint is still on the road. It's fantastic. What an extraordinary Wednesday night. When I left the
city. Do you know how to put on a party?
Yeah.
Don't we, though? There's, you know, unionists love a good party.
Whoa, that was a fantastic night.
Yeah, we thought it was really important. We'd always planned to do something, win, lose or draw. Our view was it was really important that we do something to celebrate the campaign, to celebrate the resilience of the LGBTIQ community, to celebrate our allies in this process, and just to say, look, as I say, win, lose or draw, it was a great campaign. People stepped up, took action in whatever way they could, and we should acknowledge that. But gee, wasn't it helped by the fact that it was not the lose or draw component, and that we had such an emphatic win.
Yeah, I agree. Bit of feedback that I received on the night and after the party, of course, was the very heavy presence of security and police. What was that about?
Well, in order to get a permit to close the street, as it happens, you have to you have to meet certain requirements, and that included the requirement for there's a ratio of security that's required by a number of people. In order to be able to shut down the street. So if we'd done it inside our own building, we wouldn't have had quite the same requirements, I think. But because you have it outside and you're having it out in the street and it's an open event, so, you know, we had to meet those requirements.
And great, you know, it was a great event.
And, you know, Victoria Police tweeted during the evening, I heard on Facebook as well, avoid the area. It's at capacity.
Yes, we had, you know, for safety reasons, it's only a certain length of street, and I will say that we had underestimated the level of joy that might be out there, and so we had counted on having slightly fewer people come, but it was fantastic. So the party hit its maximum, and unfortunately, in the end, we had to say to some people, look, you're just not going to get in. And I'll tell you this, we also ran out of alcohol.
Oh, my God.
No.
Just before the end. I know. And I have to say, we had anticipated, you know, we had over what we thought was overcated. But by crikey, when the LGBTIQ community, when we want a party, we know how to party. Yes, we do.
Now, interesting, we've got a message from Melina. She wants one of those Margaret Court mugs. I reckon I've got one or two left, Melina. Check back with me next week, and if I have, I'll bring it in here and you can pick it up.
Better still, come into the studio and chat with us on air.
Absolutely. And, you know, I sent one of those mugs to Margaret Court, Will.
Yeah, she never got it.
I think she smashed it on the floor of the kitchen.
I was going to say, I'm guessing she wasn't as happy to receive it as I was. It has pride of place in my office. and my two, the two, Rose and Nadia, who worked so hard on the campaign with me through the campaign here, they each got one as well.
I know.
We raised them on Wednesday night. We raised our Margaret Court mugs.
I understand Margaret Court is considering resigning her membership from the Liberal Party.
Yes, so I understand.
Well, I know.
I know nothing of internal Liberal Party business, and I know nothing of whether they would think that is a good or a bad thing. But clearly she's disappointed by the fact that marriage equality as an issue has been shown to be something that is not a minority, you know, a small group. It's not attached to Labor or to the Greens or anything like that. It is actually an issue that people understand to be about equality and fairness, and those concepts can apply across the board.
And interestingly, when you see the vote in Liberal seats,
it's stronger.
It's
stronger.
Yeah. Where to next, Will? So what we've got to do, okay, we've got this. Let's work on the basis, fingers crossed, that the Parliament passes the Dean Smith bill with very little change, which I think is what's going to happen. But in the new year, some members of the government have flagged, oh, look, you know, we need to revisit this issue of religious freedom and freedom of speech in another bill. This is going to be, this is the next barricade, isn't it?
Look, I think there are a couple of, I mean, I think there will always be, when you are progressive and you aim to make positive change, you know, that is always hard work. I think it'll become clearer in the new year exactly what that might look like. I know for us at Trades Hall, we are kicking off a project now which is about looking at the experiences of LGBTIQ people in workplaces in particular, because that's where, you know, trade unions, that's our bread and butter, and we know that there are nearly half of LGBTIQ people aren't out at work. I think, or is it half or one in three? But we know there's a considerable proportion, and so we would say that's a problem. Workplaces are not feeling like a welcoming space, so there's work to be done with employers, with unions, with LGBTIQ people around making workplaces a safe space. And so that's we're going to be working on that. We've got a project kicking off very soon around that. And then there'll be the whatever happens in Parliament, we'll be ready in the event that we need to stand up for the principles of equality and fairness that this decision is all about.
Great pieces of work, both of those actually, and very necessary.
Yeah.
Now we are almost out of time, Will, because we have to go and we have to thank people. I want to place on record my personal thanks to the work you and your colleagues did and Victorian Trades Hall did on this campaign. You mobilised. I was asked by a conservative commentator, why were the unions so important in this? And I said, you know, there are jobs in unions called organisers, right? And unions are organised. But I said, you know why they're effective? Because they're actually close to their members. And they, you know, they mobilised support within their membership and their broader areas of support. And it's a lesson to other groups who think they're organised that, you know, if you probably shouldn't tell them this, but if you want to win a battle, you've got to follow the sort of playbook that we followed.
Yeah, first off, thank you. But this working on a campaign like this is such a privilege because you get to meet so many amazing people. Oh. And in this case, in particular in this campaign, you know, the unions were working with their members and having conversations with members. We were working with activists outside the union movement. And, you know, three quarters of the people who participated in the actions like the door knocks and the phone calls, etc., had never taken any kind of action in the past. And I think what we as unions can bring into this is the structures and the resources and the know-how so that when people are taking those actions, you know, they feel safe and we understand how to do that so that all they have to go out and do is have the conversation. They don't have to worry about all of the other things that, you know, the logistics and how they have that conversation and all of that. That's what we bring. And I was so proud to have been involved in this campaign, and I was so proud to have had the opportunity to meet and kind of stand alongside so many amazing people who just
Will, there's no doubt that you did an absolutely fantastic job, and our switchboard has come through with lots of comments and feedback saying exactly that. We have run out of time, unfortunately, but once again, thank you very much for the contribution that you have made towards helping to achieve such a fantastic outcome, and more importantly, towards helping to achieve equality in this nation.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.